An update now on the continuing investigation into corruption in the United Nations Oil for Food Program. An interim report released earlier today concluded that UN Secretary General Kofi Annan was not directly responsible for any wrongdoing in the scandal, which violated UN rules on how the international body awards contracts. The report was less kind to Annan's son, Kojo. Joining us now with the details of today's report is Steve Steklow, an investigative reporter for the Wall Street Journal. He joins us by phone from his home in London. Welcome to the program.
Nice to be with you.
What are the main issues covered in today's report?
Well, the main issues in this report, which is the second by a committee headed by Paul Volcker, the former Federal Reserve Chairman, involve a contract that was issued by the UN for the Oil for Food program to a company in Switzerland called Catechna Inspection Services, and it's a port inspection company. And this contract was awarded in 1998, and the controversy surrounding it is that Catechna had employed the son of Kofi Annan, the Secretary General, beginning in 1995. So what the report looks at is, first of all, whether the Secretary General had been involved in the awarding of the contract in a kind of a corrupt fashion, and it did conclude that he did no wrongdoing. He wasn't even aware that Catechna was trying to get the contract. But as you pointed out, it was much more critical of both Kojo, his son, and Catechna, the company that won it, and they accused both of them of issuing false statements, misleading them about Kojo's continued compensation from the company, which lasted up until last year.
Mm-hmm. So what did Kojo do for the company?
Well, Kojo initially started as a kind of a management trainee, and that eventually evolved into a full-time job in Africa, trying to get contracts for Catechna in African countries. He has maintained consistently that he had nothing to do with Iraq all along.
Mm-hmm. So does this report let Kofi Annan, his father, off the hook?
Well, not exactly. While it doesn't accuse him of any wrongdoing in regards to the awarding of the contract, it criticizes Kofi Annan for failing to conduct a serious investigation of the contract once it came out that his son worked for Catechna. Now, as the Wall Street Journal first reported in September of last year, the UN's internal investigation of this matter lasted less than one day, and it cleared the UN of any improprieties in the awarding of the contract, said that the Secretary General didn't know about Kojo's relationship in regards to the contract. But the conclusions were based on some false information. And as I say, it lasted no more than a day. And the report today suggests that Kofi Annan should have turned this over to the investigative arm of the UN, and they should have done a much more serious investigation into potential conflicts of interest regarding his son.
Mm-hmm. Kofi Annan is expected to respond to the report very shortly. Any idea what he's going to say or what kind of response he's going to give?
Well, he just put out a statement saying, quote, "As I had always hoped and firmly believed, the inquiry has cleared me of any wrongdoing," unquote. His spokesmen have been saying for several days that they wouldn't comment till today, but they've made it clear that they believe he has sort of been let off the hook by this, which I think largely is true. But that will not necessarily quell the calls for his resignation from certain members of Congress and other UN critics.
Mm-hmm. This report today is part of a broader investigation that's led by U.S. Federal Reserve, former U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker. Tell us what Volcker has turned up to now.
Well, this is the second of two interim reports. The final report on the management of the entire Oil for Food program isn't due until this summer. The first report, which was really scathing, focused on the head of the Oil for Food program, a man named Benon Sevan, which revealed that he was funneling contracts to a company that was getting oil, the rights to buy oil from Iraq. And they said that this was a serious dereliction of his duties and a major conflict of interest. And I should point out that he and some of the other people I've mentioned, Kojo, they've all denied any wrongdoing.
All right. Thank you very much. Steve Seklow is an investigative reporter for The Wall Street Journal. He joined us by phone from his home in London. In Washington, I'm John Itzde, NPR News.